Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. No arrests after a man was shot and killed in Montgomery over the weekend. Montgomery police say 32-year-old James McCord was found shot to death in his car in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive Sunday afternoon. Police are still investigating what may have led up to the shooting. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from the tax is used to fund the state's education systems. He says he's researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. And the Montgomery County School Board is expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. That vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Eden Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This hour of news and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Can't stand the rain against my window.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon.
Bringing back sweet memories.
You know, Jack, some people like the rain, you know, that pitter-patter on the roof. I'm tired of it at this point. It's more like foggy, misty when I came in today, but I'm done with it. I like sunny days.
And, I know.
You know, I got that convertible for a reason. Now I've just found it's a big leaky mess in the rain. But, you know, take the good with the bad. Welcome back to News and Views, folks. 272-9228. In-house with us, candidate for congressional seat two, place two, Barry Moore. Barry, how are you today?
We're doing just fine, except for the rain, of course. But other than that, having a pretty good day so far. Been busy.
That's good to hear. Yeah, off air, we're talking about weddings and families and all that stuff. And it's fantastic. And you handed me a little bit of your literature here, campaign literature. And, yeah, look, photos of you and your family. Also, there's a photo of you with the president. He's rocking a bright red USA cap. Where was this? Where you had this photo?
This was on his victory tour. The he promised us when we were with him August 21st, 2015, that if he got the nomination and he was going to be our nominee, that certainly if he won, he would come back through Alabama. So this was on the way. This was his last stop, and it was on the way to the January 20th inauguration in D.C. Okay. And so we did kind of a victory tour. We were with him four different times in Alabama. So this was kind of his last stop, and keeping his promise to the people of Alabama, if we got behind him, that he would he'd stop in and thank us. And this was en route to the inauguration.
And you supported him very early on, right?
Yeah, the very first endorsement in the nation. It was an interesting event. We were down in Ladd People Stadium in Mobile, and a guy by the name of Donald Trump's coming, you know, and a couple of my buddies called legislators and said, hey, he'd like to meet with us. And so it started out, it was just going to be 50 people. I mean, we were thinking just a few legislators, maybe a few elected officials, other people from different, you know, areas. And as it began to change, then they said, well, let's move it to the Civic Center. And then it was 500 people. Then that's not going to hold them. And then it was a little cloudy, much like some of the weather we've had lately. So they moved to Ladd People Stadium. And I remember us pulling in. There must have been 30,000 people waiting in line. We're like, I'm like, this guy's something special.
I know.
You know?
That was so unbelievable.
Yeah, just the way he drew crowds. And so we went, Heather and I, we were in a bus. We went on down to the end of the stadium. And there was Joe Freeman at the time. Well, they were signing, trying to get him on. I guess you had to sign to get on to the ballots or whatever, you know. So we were signing that. And Joe came on and said, Barry, would you be interested in endorsing? Well, the next day I was supposed to meet with Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, and Marco Rubio was in town. And he was in Alabama. And so, but we just, this is an interesting story, and it's really strange, guys, and I don't know how to explain this to you, but Heather and I just walked down the hallway of that RV and prayed and said, Lord, give us wisdom, because I had term limited myself, so I wasn't running for the Alabama House again. But right. I thought, this guy's an outsider. Maybe he's, you know, maybe we need to consider it. And we prayed about it, got a piece, and we were walking down the tunnel, headed out towards the stage, and I had this long walkway, and playing Rolling Stones, I'll never forget. And, well, actually, they started Jump by Van Halen just before I turned the corner, you know, which was 1984, year I graduated high school. So everybody was yelling Trump when they were saying Jump, and I thought, this is so cool. So Henry looks back at me and goes, hey, do you want to go? We had four legislators, and a couple of the guys weren't as dynamic, you know, and so he's like, do you want to go first and fire the crowd up, or do you want to go last? He said, we just need to get off to a good start. We need to finish really, really strong. And I turned to Ed and said, well, I guess I'll go first. And so I became the first elected official in the nation to endorse a guy who had no chance. I mean, there were 16 candidates in the race.
Right.
And, of course, then he had to beat Hillary with $1 billion. So that there was no chance he was going to win this thing.
Right.
But us on our way out, we thought, well, we'll endorse him. And doggone if things didn't start coming together. So I was with it early on before the train left the station.
That was a crazy day, because before he was down there, he called into the show after this Dan Moore show for about 15 minutes. And I had never, the same thing you're describing with the crowd and things you didn't expect, I'd never felt that electricity on air. Now, I was dragged, and now we're 2, 3, 4 years later, kind of dragged kicking and screaming into this president's arms. Early on, I was very skeptical. I'm a libertarian like that. It takes a lot for me to really like, especially a
slow in the uptake.
Yeah, like I'm very skeptical of politics in general, especially national, like,
yes,
presidents,
sir,
these sorts of things. And I do have to say, though, that call he made that day to this station, it was electric, and it hit me, that guy's charm, and to the state's his charm. He sounds like a talk radio caller. He sounds like your average guy. He might be a billionaire with, you know, the best architecture and all this stuff, but he has this everyman persona. So that's amazing. You were right there at ground level as he's getting going, and you're the first in the nation to endorse him, elected official.
First in the nation to go out on the stage and endorse him that day. It was August 21st, 2015, And from there, it just began. There were other events, obviously. I was with him in Birmingham, and then I spoke for his bus tour when, you know, they have a bus going around, they'd need somebody. And so we were there early on. Kathleen, my daughter, she was the youngest Trump delegate in the nation. She called her mom, and she was getting frustrated because there were so many Bernie Sanders bumper stickers in Auburn, of all places
right
now. Supposed to be a conservative university, right?
Right.
So Kathleen calls Heather and goes, Mom, this is driving me crazy. She says, I'm seeing these Bernie Sanders stickers. What can I do to help? And she said, well, hon, you ought to just run as a Trump delegate, says your dad's going to, and got elected, and good grief, man, the youngest in the nation. So Alabama had the first endorse and the youngest Trump delegate. So, yeah, we were on that train early on, and it wasn't always fun. I can tell you
Sure.
It was some difficult times, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was the right thing for our country, and it worked out well for our nation. And so we were honored to be a part of that and still support him to this day.
when you're on the trail, and obviously you're doing a lot of traveling, going to these events, what's on people's minds? What do you hear the number one concern? I mean, obviously we have farmers and we want to protect farmers in our military bases. What other issues are people sizzled up about?
You know, I think overall the direction that the left in this country is going, the attacks on the president, obviously, on our family values, what is right is wrong and what is wrong is right. So, you know, there's things like that that just kind of catch everybody off guard. I think we're all a little bit shocked at the level of how far the left has gone in this country.
Oh, my gosh.
And, Heather's dad was a Democrat. A lot of people were yellow dog Democrats, but that party has totally left those people. And to see it hijacked with the likes of some of the people that we see running, and, of course, some of the things now that they're wanting to do to our nation. And I just think that's the biggest concern, Jack, is who's going to push back and who's going to help the president do the job that we sent him to do. And unfortunately, even in our own party, sometimes he doesn't get the support.
Believe me, we know.
So that just really, I think that's a concern. Who can we trust as politicians?
Right.
You know, who can we trust to go do what they say they're going to do? No matter the pressure applied, are they going to stand for what they believe in? And I think that's a concern. Who do we trust to go fight for the president and to save this nation? And I think we're at a pivotal time.
Well, he's the first president in my memory, and I go way back, to actually make a conscious effort to live up to his pledges that he made on the campaign trail. I mean, honestly, the rest of these guys just a bunch of rhetoric, you know. But he has really tried to fulfill his promises, and I take my hat off to him for that.
I think it's a result, Jack, of him just not owing anybody anything. He mentioned that day in Mobile. He said, I've had a bunch of people offer me money, and I can't believe I'm turning it down. But he was turning money down at the time when he was running, and this was early in the process, because he wanted to be who he was and not be beholden to anybody. And I think in a lot of ways that that's true. He didn't owe anybody. But the one thing that stood out to me, Jack, he told me, he said, guys, if we get this, we're going to come back to Alabama on our way to the inauguration. And doggone if he didn't do exactly what he said he was going to do.
Exactly. Right. Now, I'd imagine you don't have like $1 billion stowed away somewhere, but I think you gave yourself a little independence. You served in the Alabama House of Representatives for 8 years, right?
That's right. I did.
But you made a promise to term limit yourself, effectively, right?
I did. Yes, I served two terms. I told everybody in 2014, I'm going to serve one more four-year term, and I'm done with politics. And honestly, I thought I was done with politics. And so when the Trump guys called me that night, and it was after Martha pulled her support when it was just him and Hillary, they said, you need to run for this seat. So we ran. And, and the support was there. It was one of those things where we just felt like it was what we needed to do at that time to show people, hey, we're going to stand with this president. We're going to support him. And so, yeah, I've already signed a term limits pledge for Congress. This is not a career for me. I'd honestly rather be running a bulldozer or driving a big truck today than sitting up here talking to you guys about politics. But we need people who got calluses on their hand, a little bit of courage to go do what needs to be done. And so we're willing to go serve if the people want to send us.
Yeah, let me double down and kind of press you on that. If your instinct is to go out there be working and not be talking politics with us, what you said earlier when you were talking about endorsing Trump, you prayed on it. I imagine you prayed on this decision and getting into this race. So imagine, it's not, I've never done it myself, but I've talked to plenty of politicians, especially at the local level. It can be, it exposes you and your family, and you got to talk to a lot of folks, which can be a good thing, but also can be difficult at times. Yet why? If life is so good, you know, you just gave your daughter away, all these things, why put yourself through this?
Because just what you said, my daughter, I gave her away, and I've got a son, and I've got, you know, another daughter that's still in college. And so our caboose is 18, but, you know, they're going to have kids and grandkids, generations to come. And so, you know, when you think about the founding fathers and the price those men paid, a lot of them died in poverty, lost everything, and so the price that's been paid for those freedoms that we all tend to take for granted. And yeah, I can go make a lot more money in the private sector if I wanted to go out and do that and focus on that. And honestly, there are days I wish I could. But if we don't send some people up there for the right reasons who have the courage to stand and the conviction to do what they need to be doing for the people in the district, then our nation's going to lose its way. And you know, they get up there. I saw it in Montgomery. When guys get elected, the special interest starts getting their hooks in them. And before long, they're so concerned about the support of the special interest groups to get reelected than they are really about making the tough votes and doing what you got to do. And so, I mean, I was a single no vote on extended unemployment in Alabama. You know, things like that that would normally kill a political career, but at the time it was just small business common sense. It made sense, and it ended up being the right vote. But you know, a lot of people didn't see that in early 2011. So we need that.
And given your tenure in the Alabama House of Representatives, is there other tough votes you took, or other bills you might have sponsored or supported that you're very proud of, given your 8-year tenure?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I carried as my last 4 years, I chaired Military and Veterans Affairs, and a package of bills that I carried, because we were always looking at BRAC, this, you know, the Base Realignment and Closure Acts, and trying to get F-35s out here to Maxwell Gunner. That was huge. So there were bills like in-state, the reciprocity for licensing, for example, and I may have given this before on the show, but you say you got a soldier and his wife at Fort Benning, and she's a cosmetologist. And Uncle Sam says, hey, we need you at Fort Rucker, Alabama.
Right.
Well, she's got a Georgia cosmetology license. They shoot her to Alabama. She can't make a living. So one of the first bills I carried was a bill that allowed reciprocity for a period of time for those spouses of those active duty military who were stationed here in this state to be able to make a living until we could get them through the process.
Right.
In-state tuition, things like that, bills that we did to make sure that our soldiers and their families were taken care of. And then the Small Business Tax Relief Act, I carried that bill and sponsored it. And, of course, you know, just things like that over time that I'm very proud of. And the tough votes weren't always the bills that I carried, but there were some times that we had to make some pretty tough votes because the AEA had ran the state for a long time when we got there in 2010. And we were for our teachers, but the unions were really running the state. The people hadn't had a lot of say. So there were some times we had to push back on some tough votes and tons of pressure applied. But I always voted my convictions.
Well, there you go.
What are you concerned, like a lot of people are, about the deficit, how huge our deficit is?
Yeah, that is one of the key issues that we face, Jack. And I've talked to some congressmen in D.C., and some feel like it's almost too late. I don't believe that. But I tell you what, if we don't start riding this ship, it will be too late. I mean, these deficits that we're running right now, I don't know that you can grow the economy. You can't grow your way out of that. You got to cut spending at some point. There's only so much revenue out there, and even with the Trump economy doing as well as it is, we're going to have to start looking at some programs, and that's going to require some tough votes, guys. It ain't going to be just go up there, and when you cut somebody's gravy train, you're going to get some pushback.
No doubt.
But at the end of the day, that's what's going to have to be done. Deficits have got to be looked at, and we've got to get this balanced budget thing in process. And so, you know, it's one of the things I think, Jack, probably the number one thing we face in this nation. And I don't know that the people realize
They don't. When you talk to folks, they don't really talk about it.
Right.
It's just assumed, we've got this huge debt. But it is a very pressing issue that's going to take us down a really bad road if we're not careful.
I agree. I heard this morning that we were looking at $1 trillion this coming year, in deficit. And then that is not the direction we need to be headed.
Well, and as a young man here, I just turned 31. I mean, we're having trouble just servicing the debt. It's not like we're going to get rid of all the 20-plus trillion. We just need to be able to service it, and interest rates won't be this low all the whole, the future. It's a major problem, and I worry that, people are kind of taking all this debt and throwing it on my generation and younger folks' future, and that's just not conscionable by any means.
But who's going to go in there and say no to the special interest groups? Right. I mean, it's going to take somebody that stands and says, no, I'm sorry. We may have always done it this way, but it's time for a change.
And our president, and we have to admit this, doesn't really care about it. I mean, he's spending money.
He is spending money, and I think...
And I don't want to be critical of him, when we got an election right around the corner, but he's going to have to reassess.
Yes.
I mean, he wanted an infrastructure bill, which I'm all for, to, upgrade airports and roads and all that kind of stuff, and it was going to be $1 trillion. That's a hell of a lot of money.
It is, and I think that's one of the things, the first couple of budgets, at least I know the first one, he was not happy with at all, and recently he signed a $1.4 trillion budget, and, I'm with you, Jack. I mean, there's some things we need to do, infrastructure, but there's ways that we can do that, and, I've been a proponent of straight-up consumption tax, just if you purchase and put that money back in the economy and allow the economy to grow, but at the end of the day, it's got to be tackled. There's a lot of powerful special interest groups that don't want to see change in D.C. D.C. And they're located on K Street, and they're not pulling for me and you. They're pulling for their pockets.
Oh, I'm kind of concerned that he knows it's K Street. you're an insider.
Oh, yeah, I'm an insider. I have heard rumors of K Street.
I've found it's really funny. Anybody from D.C., they love saying I work on K Street. I'm like, wait, but the real K Street is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Extended K Street.
You know. Yeah, I just know I've heard that term, the K Street money, and we don't see any of that, obviously, in our little grassroots organization, but I think that bodes well. I mean, if we ran for serve for 8 years and we don't have all the special interests lining up to help us, that tells me that we're probably in the right spot.
You're right.
We got to hit a quick break here, but before we do that, let's go to the phones. 272-9228, taking questions for Barry Moore. He's a Republican for Congress, running for the seat Martha Roby's, I guess, giving up. She's retiring from that gig, and it's a crowded field, but so far, I'm really enjoying the discussion with you, Barry. Good to meet you today, but let's go to the phones, talk to Smooth Operator. You're on there with Barry Moore.
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Good. Thank you. I really am enjoying the interview, Representative. I've learned a lot and appreciate everything that you're fighting for. And thank your new son-in-law for his service and everything you've done for everyone else in the military. I really just want to hang up and keep listening and learning. And I've been driving, so I probably could have Googled it, I guess. But I was wondering if you had maybe a website where we could go, or anybody could go and donate to you and learn a little more.
Yes,
if they're not listening.
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking. It's www.barrymoreforcongress.com. And then one of the cool things, too, is we've got Facebook. It's Barry Moore Republican for Congress. So just reach out to us. We're happy to help you any way we can. We try to get back to people immediately on questions. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you all for taking my call. Have a good day.
Smooth Operator.
Man, what a weird first name, Smooth.
Well.
What was his mom thinking?
Well, she wasn't. He was. You know him. You know who that was.
I don't know who that was.
I'll tell you off air.
I don't want to blow his cover.
No.
We got to hit this break. 272-9228. If y'all have a question for Barry Moore, be right back. More news and views after this quick break.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We've provided the Dixie difference since 1908. When you choose Dixie, you receive a team dedicated to 100% satisfaction. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie.
15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell in the house with us. We have candidate Barry Moore, candidate for Congress, Congressional District 2. I'm wondering, is it going to be around the next time we redistrict? There's word, right, Jack?
You know.
Might get redrawn.
May go
something.
To part to one, part to three. You never know.
You don't, yeah.
I just was very surprised that Martha didn't run for one more term. I just thought that was odd.
It caught us off guard. I can tell you, I was on a job site. We were doing a remodel, a little demo project, and somebody called and said, did you hear the news? And I'm like, no, what's going on? And I was shocked. I was really shocked,
yeah.
Especially if it was only going to be around for one more.
I know. It didn't make sense in my mind, but, you know, people do things for different reasons. And you having fun yet, Barry?
You know what? I was told a long time ago that the comfortable times of my life are over. And I feel like I am at the end of the comfortable times of my life, because it's just, you know, if you look at our brochure, it's the easiest way. We got five family members, and there's three of us brunettes and two blondes, and the three brunettes, me included, almost gray now, don't really enjoy politics. The two blondes kind of do. So we're like, you know, for our family, it is certainly a heavy lift, but it's public service. It is what it is. I mean, you know.
Well, I'm learning as I get a little older that if I have no anxiety, probably means I'm doing something wrong. I need to be like doing something yes, to get yeah. me a little anxious and be
living
keep
outside
sharp.
Your comfort zone.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, one foot in the unknown, one foot
guy.
In the known.
I'm that guy.
There you go. There you go. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Dr. Melanie. Melanie, welcome on air.
Hey, Joey. Hey, Barry. Wanted to mention that, you know, I'm the new president for the Wetumpka Tea Party, and reaching out to your people was very easy and very accommodating. I wanted to find out if you personally were going to be coming to our event on Tuesday night, 21st.
You know, I think I am.
Or if you were sending a surrogate.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be there. I know we did this last time around, and the one thing about our campaign, and you'll hear this from people you talk to, is we love to meet the people one-on-one and let them know who we are. And so whether it's the Covington County Fair, Claybank Jamboree, or up here, it's, you know, and we went to Christmas on the Coosa. So those kind of things where we can meet the people and let them know who we are and what we stand for, it's grassroots, and that's who we are. So we will be there with bells on.
Awesome. And was going to go ahead and plug that event again. It's next Tuesday night, the 21st. And also wanted to mention that John Merrill is bringing his voter booth for voter registration, everything he could possibly need to do that. And so if nothing else, you just want to register to vote, come and do that. You can have a Woodcraft Cafe plate. For $9 as well.
When did doors open, Melanie?
Doors open at 6:30, and it'll go till 8:30.
Okay. So, well, thank you, Melanie.
We're looking forward to it. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
thank you.
I'll see you there. Can't wait. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Melanie. New president of the Wetumpka Tea Party.
Do they still have that damn, what's it called, Barry, that was out in the middle of a pasture and the something jam?
You talk about the Bama Jam?
Yeah.
Well, it's changed names. It's now the Bama Slam.
Oh, dear God. That was the worst thing I ever went to.
Well, they got wrestling there now or
no,
something?
No, I don't know. I still think it's like a, you know, they had a New Year's Eve party there, and I saw some social media stuff on it. But, yeah, it's still, I think it's kind of getting back off the ground now.
Okay.
I understand it.
Oh, it was so hot. I think it was like in the heat of the summer, and it was just wretched.
Oh, I went one year now. I'm going to tell you, and it's because my daughters, they were teenagers at the time, taught me to go hear Taylor Swift. She's horrible live. I hope y'all don't play her stuff here. But now, ZZ Top followed her. They were legit live. But, yeah. I mean, they were as good live as they are on
those
album.
Those guys can play.
Taylor, there was some tuner or something was out of whack up there, man. She sounded terrible. But
yeah.
Anyway, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. I still need all you Taylor Swift voters, please.
Her studio albums are fantastic.
Even if you're closet Republicans, I need your votes.
272-9228. You got a question, Jack?
I had one at the break, and now I can't remember what I wanted to ask. But anyway, it wasn't obtrusive. It was just... Fort Rucker's safe, isn't it? And Maxwell and Gunner, I mean,
Yeah, I think with us landing the F-35s, I think that'll certainly help this area. Fort Rucker, really, we train soldiers from all over the world, but right. It's the largest, we're actually a helicopter base in the free world. So we do a lot of training, and that's a mission that's much needed, especially in the armies, you know, where they have to go in and they don't have airstrips and they just have to drop guys in the jungle or short spots and in and out. So that's a mission that's much needed by the military. The airspace is not too crowded around Fort Rucker. So I think in that respect, it's a safe base, and landing F-35s here when we were in the house, that certainly helped.
When you're going south on 87 out of Elba and you have not gotten to Sampson yet, if you're driving south, Is that a helicopter facility?
Stage fields. Yes, sir. Okay. What they'll do, Jack, in the morning is they all these soldiers that were training to fly, these aviators, they'll all start there on the main base in Fort Rucker, and then depending on what mission they're training, what they're doing, they could be doing instruments that day, they could be doing, you know, land, you know, nav, whatever it is they're doing. And so these students will fly out with their IPs to certain stage fields around Fort Rucker, and they fly out, do their training at that stage field, and they'll come back. So it opens up the airspace a little bit, and then they'll come back at, you know, when it's time to change for the next students, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So. Now, I'm assuming based on, you know, your knowledge of this subject, if you were part of getting the F-35 program here, thank you for that.
Yes, we were. Actually, the interesting story there, we had a package of 7 bills that we needed in Alabama to get those jets. And so I chaired Military and Veterans Affairs for the House. Senator Bill Holtzclaw, prior Marine, chaired the Senate. And so we moved those 7 bills. I think I carried a couple of them and sponsored. But we moved those 7 bills through our committees to the floors and got them passed into law. And the kicker was naming on the Red Tails after the Tuskegee Airmen. That was one thing Alabama had that nobody else had. Jack, you talk about working across the aisles and getting some things done. By naming them the Red Tails after the Tuskegee Airmen, we got the jobs. They got the name. They got the representation that they wanted for those jets. We got the jobs. And so it was a win-win for the state of Alabama. So there are times you work across the island.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and that's kind of the way you got to do this thing, you know? Give and take sometimes.
As anti-war as I am, I can be a nerd for military technology. So to know that program's here, it's fantastic. And, you know, half the reason you pay for those weapons is to never use them.
Have to use them.
That's exactly a nice deterrent, a very good deterrent. And but I assume if you do make it to Congress, when you make it to Congress, I'll say it like that, Barry. What committees do you want to be in? I assume some Armed Services Veteran Affairs?
Yeah, surely. Armed Services Committee would be one of those things. It's an area that I know a little bit about. In the Alabama legislature, obviously, I worked pretty closely with Small Business and Commerce. I understand that. And I think ag. I mean, for Alabama and down in this district, guys, you got to look at ag.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to look at military. That's the two economic engines. And so those are areas I would love to serve. And, you know, happy to do it if people want to send me. I'm an ag science guy, military veteran, only veteran in the race, so I've kind of got a good mix for that. Well, an old Trump guy, not to mention that. Yeah, Jack, did I tell you I was the first guy to endorse Trump?
I hear it on your ads on our station.
Hey,
like,
listen, that's good. That's good. Well, it's so interesting to me that everybody wants to be a Trump guy now, but August 21st, 2015, there was a room full of people ducking and hiding.
I remember the day before the election on this program, I said, I think Donald Trump is going to win this race. And the former host said, "Are you sure? Do you really believe that?" I said, "I really do believe it. Because it's people didn't tell you, but you knew."
Right.
You know, the old Nixon silent majority.
Oh, yeah.
These people didn't want to make a lot of noise, but by God, they wanted to go vote. And I think that's what's going to happen this time, too.
I agree with that.
Because you put a Trump sticker on your car, some smart ass is going to say something to you about
it. If you wear the red hat, I mean, you can get attacked in any open forum anywhere.
Really.
So you have to kind of keep your head down. But, yeah, I agree with that, Jack. And the thing I think that the best poll there is on planet Earth are those venues. When you see those people waiting in line to see that man, now, they may not even answer on a poll. They might not get out in public. But when he shows up and has an open-air event or even a stadium, coliseum, whatever
it is. It's totally amazing.
Thousands of people.
You have to turn people away.
And that's the best poll there is, in my book.
Oh, yeah, and you see 20,000 at a Trump rally, and you see, you know, 350 at a Biden rally. You know, it's no comparison.
And the media takes pictures.
Let's crop the photo.
Crop it down and make Biden look like he's packing the house in. It's funny how that works, isn't
it? Goodness. 272-9228. If you all have a question for candidate Barry Moore, run for Congress here, Congressional District 2, 272-9228. Give us a call to get in, ask your question. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, been serving the River Region real estate market. Bo Goodson has the namesake of the Goodson Group for over 40 years, four decades, serving Montgomery and the surrounding areas. They can not only help you buy or sell that property of yours, buy or sell your home, they can also manage properties for you. I know on a personal basis, I actually rented a home from them. They did a fantastic job. And if you're on the other side of that transaction, say you own a place, you invested in real estate, but you don't want to do the day-to-day management services, landlord duties, well, give it up to the Goodson Group. And, you know, you still get a lot of money coming in for a low fee. They can help take care of the property for you, make sure they have good tenants and it's a performing asset for you. Also, the Bo Goodson Group. The Goodson Group has the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the state of Alabama. It's, again, that 40 years of experience being brought to bear. And you don't have to be just going for your real estate license. If you are, go check out the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, of course. But even if you're not going for your license, you just want to become a more knowledgeable player in the real estate market here in the River Region, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is the place to be, the place to go. Check them out online today at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. You can see all their listings and many services there, or you can call them today. When you call them, be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you at 551-0225. 551-0225. That is, again, the number for the Goodson Group with Bo Goodson. Great sponsors here of News and Views. Got to hit this quick break. More News and Views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, candidate Barry Moore after this quick break.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Well, it's a new year. Did you make a list of things to accomplish for the new year? How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley Manning Painting is the professional you want for the job. So, for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate, no money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Springtime in January continues, wet at times and warmer than normal. Today and tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. High 76 today, low tonight, mid-60s. Wednesday's high in the upper 70s, scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers on Thursday, still in the low 70s. A little break in the action perhaps on Friday before another round of showers and storms comes in on Saturday. It's like an April forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car,
car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Barry Moore, candidate for Congress, is in the House. 272-9228. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Hey, Jack.
Yeah, I know. You're thinking Jenkins.
Indeed I am. Indeed I am. You know me too well, Jack. You know me too well. Check out Jenkins Tire and Automotive today online. You can actually make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, well, they have top-notch equipment, top-notch technicians, all ASE certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Well, they've built up a great relationship with other commercial entities, so they service a lot of fleets and specialty vehicles. That means they do have the equipment that can really handle your everyday car, truck, or SUV. And also, if you're out there on the land, whether for hunting or you just enjoy being on the land, you've got one of these outdoor vehicles like a four-wheeler or a side-by-side or a tractor, it can be a pain to, you know, rig those things up and bring them into town. That's why Jenkins Tire and Automotive will come to visit you on location with a service truck. Incredible service they offer. So take advantage of that. Call them at 265-0792 to make an appointment. 265-0792. Again, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. But for your everyday car, truck, or SUV, I personally love the monthly checklist program. Go in once a month. Make sure the car is operating smoothly and efficiently. They'll teach you a little owner maintenance along the way. It's all about giving you knowledge, power, extra peace of mind. So when you hear that little rumble or that squeal or whatnot, you know, okay, that's just the belt and it's fine. But you're going in every month, so they have it covered there for you. They do it all: air conditioning repair, air filter replacements, anything to do with tires. You know, difficult stuff like transmission repair. One of my friends likes to fix up his own truck. He doesn't touch the transmission. And so they can also do the basic things that do end up being important. Say, in the weather like we have today, windshield wiper blades. You need to make sure those are replaced on a regular basis. They don't fall off in the middle of a rainstorm like it's happened to me. Check them out today, folks. Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Great sponsors here of News and Views. Be sure to tell them we sent you. So,
Barry, kind of give us your stump speech. You know, what you when you go to an event and they say, we're going to give you 3 minutes to speak, what do you normally say? I mean, of course, you introduce yourself, which would not be necessary here, but what do you talk about?
Well, I kind of lead into the fact that I term limited myself in the Alabama House of Representatives. This is not a career for me. But there's one great thing about that, and it's election 2020, and I tell everybody, in hindsight, 2020 is hindsight. My record is crystal clear. I was the most dependable conservative vote in the Alabama legislature. I'm a small business owner. I still have my CDLs. I still drive a garbage truck or a dump truck. So I'm a working guy. I got calluses on my hands. This is not paper cuts, but calluses. So I get out there and get it. I'm a veteran, the only veteran in the race. My dad served. My granddad fought in Korea. Obviously, my brother's retired Marine. And my new son-in-law is Army Ranger. So I understand the issues that are important to veterans. It impacts our family directly. And we're happy to serve this country, but at the end of the day, we need to send some people who understand that for this district and how important that is to this district. So, with an ag science degree, Jack, so go figure. I'm an ag science guy. I'm the only veteran in the race, a small business owner, the most dependable conservative vote, and the icing on the cake is I was a Trump guy. I mean, I was a Trump guy when Trump wasn't cool, you know?
Yeah.
I was the first one on the, and I think when we know that Trump's had some issues with trust and some people. They've gotten kind of stabbed him in the back. Some of our own people in our own party. Terrible what they're doing to him. And so when I go with an issue for the 2nd Congressional District to the White House, introductions are not needed. He knows who we are. He knows our family. And not only that, he knows he can trust me. So if I say, Mr. President, this is where our position, we're conservative, this is what's important to our district, he knows he can trust me. He knows who I am. And I think that bodes well for us. And so that's just, you know, that's a little quick and dirty. If you're looking for a lady told me the other day, she said, you really are the second district. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you're an ag, you're a veteran, you're a small business owner, conservative Trump person. She said, you're a pretty nice fit. So in some ways I am, I guess. So happy to go serve if the people want to send me.
There you go.
How's that for a stump speech, Jack?
That's pretty good.
Is it okay?
That's pretty good.
That's
okay. That's pretty good. BarryMoreForCongress.com.
And I didn't even have to blow the whistle.
Yeah, I don't like to go too long. I've never heard anybody say that when a politician gets done, it's like, gosh, I wish he just spoke longer. You know? I get that. So.
Let's go to the phones. John has a question for you, Barry. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon, or good morning, actually, still.
Good morning.
I wanted to get your views on this because it's so important to me. I'm a retired educator in agriculture, in fact. You mentioned that earlier. And I'm just appalled at what I see in education now with how we do things. It seems to me that, for the most part, and I've got good examples of it, where the students have more power and control than the teachers do in the classroom. And I've just, when you've got that situation and the teachers are continually scared to death. And I remember our workshops. It was primarily spending 2 or 3 days talking about how to keep ourselves from getting sued, more than curriculum, more than the type of instruction you were doing or anything else. And I think that's one of the major problems. So I hope you would address that, because I see our education system in dire straits. I began in 87, and from 87 to 2014, there was a drastic difference and the kind of control that a teacher had. So that's, I hope that you have a possible solution for that.
Well, John, you know, there's a couple of things you addressed there. Of course, curriculum is one of them. I did bring a bill to repeal Common Core. I never could get it out of the Education Policy Committee in the State House because it was dead on arrival, and I caught a lot of flack about that. So my kids all went to public schools. I'm one of a few people in this race probably that every single child I had went to public schools, and I understand the frustration. I've got a niece that teaches and a couple more that are en route to getting certification. So obviously, I know y'all face challenges. I think the problem really is at home. It's not necessarily in the classroom anymore. Until we can figure out a system that stops creating fatherless homes, where you guys really, these kids come in and they've had very little discipline in some cases, I think it's tough on the community, and it certainly puts a lot of pressure on our teachers. But you got to have the latitude. I mean, I had the Board of Correction put across my butt a few times, and in school. But nowadays, like, if you do that, it seems like the parents come down on the teachers and the administration.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, that's probably what the child needed and should be getting it at home. That may sound a little harsh, but honestly, I don't envy anybody in education. When I was at Auburn, they asked me to go around and speak at the classes, and this was years ago. And I always thought I'd want to be a teacher. You know, that's something I kind of aspired to. And I can honestly tell you, at the end of a day of speaking in those science classes, my head was hurting me so bad. And I thought, man, I could never do this for 30 years. So I respect the people that do it for a living. I don't think it starts at the school in the classroom. I think it starts at home. But we've got these systems where we're rewarding parents to raise children without a father in the home, and those systems that become, instead of a safety net, they become a spider web, and they end up being basically trapped in the government systems, and they don't have, the mom's gone and the children have nobody raising them. It can be hard, and so I think it starts there, but certainly I think you need to have the latitude to discipline or either expel and move on.
Yeah, well, that getting rid of a student now is an act of Congress.
Yes, sir. I understand. And pardon the pun, I guess. You're right.
Yeah.
I see where. But I think that has to be a resource. And honestly, I would do away with the Department of Education in D.C. and almost immediately.
I
mean,
I agree with that.
Jimmy Carter started that thing. It's been a disaster. We need to get
back. Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford was president. It was health, education, and welfare. And then Carter
turned it to the Department of Education.
Yeah. Well,
either way, anytime the government's there to help, usually they hurt. And so I think it needs to be back more local kind of things. And so give more local control, you know, give the money to the local districts. And let's let the states and the local districts manage these students. They know what the district needs. They understand that. And I'm a big proponent of school choice, although I'm straight. Like I said, my kids are all public school, but I'm a proponent of school choice. I think the dollars follow the student. At the end of the day, makes better schools.
Before I go, try this as an experiment. Call the Department of Education and see if you can get any help.
Yeah, right after you hang up with the IRS. After you call the IRS, just call. Yeah, I get it. It's hopeless, man. I get you, brother. I get you. So yeah, I think the Department of Education needs to be done away with. Jack, you talk about $1 trillion deficits. That'd be a good place to start.
Well, yeah, and Tuberville talked about that on the show yesterday, that he would abolish it. Now, Rick Perry would have, but he couldn't remember the three that he would have done. Oops.
Yeah, yeah. Just bless his heart. He had one of them senior moments.
Oh, I know.
Those all the time.
And I know Rick really well, because when I worked in Texas, he and I were friends. But I could see how that would happen. But, you know. Oh, but he made his point.
No, and John, appreciate the call.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
We got to hit our last break of the show here. 272-9228 if you want to get a question in after the break. We'll be right back. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. We have Barry Moore in the studio. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What do you say, Jack?
Well, I was thinking about Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughan Road, just east of Bell Road, on the next little street off to the right, Watchman Circle. They're in a little strip center on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughan Road. They specialize, and they are really the most trusted estate jewelry buyer in the River Region. Troop Booth's grandparents started the business over 40 years ago, and he and his wife run it, and they run it. They've got some beautiful merchandise over there. Excuse me, my voice. Troop is certified by the Gemological Institute of America, so he knows his stuff. He knows his stones.
Yes.
If you're looking to sell some jewelry that you're not using anymore, give him a call at 260-0066 and ask for Troop. Make an appointment. Go by there and talk to him and show him what you have. He'll present an offer to you. And if you like the offer and accept it, he'll write you a check and you can be on your merry way. So, but if you don't want to sell your jewelry, you want to buy something, they have some beautiful stuff over there. Necklaces, watches, bracelets, rings. My voice is going. But anyway.
Unexpected gift at unexpected time. You don't have to wait till Valentine's Day.
That's right. Anyway, and they're great people to work with. That's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road.
Thank you for that, Jack. Yeah, and y'all check out Heirloom Jewelers and be sure to tell Troop Booth that Joey and Jack sent you. So, Barry, we don't have much time here, but let's say this. How do folks get in contact with your campaign if they do want to support you more than just voting for you?
Sure, and that's important. The www.barrymoreforcongress.com is our campaign page. Go on there. It's got our views, issues, you know, where we've been, what we're doing, and where we're headed. The Barrymore Republican for Congress on Facebook is big. We've got some events coming up. We're doing lunches with people all around the district, guys. And I got to think 14 or 15 of those on the book. People are welcome to come meet me, get to know who we are, because we want to meet the people one-on-one. So it's important to get on Facebook and sign up and come see us.
Yeah, he's not going to try to buy the election with ads like Bloomberg and what's that other sire, Tom Steyer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not out pressing the flesh.
No, sir, we're grassroots in it. So that's the way we do it, and it works better. The people know who you are. You can pay people to say about anything for you, but when they meet you for real, that sets you aside, I think.
Well, this is my first time meeting you, really sitting and talking with you, Barry. It's been a pleasure. It really has been. And I appreciate that you sticking by your term limit promise. I do appreciate that you're almost hesitant to dip your toe in the pool of politics again, because life is so good. But, you know, we need folks like you up there who are, you know, you could be doing better things.
Yes,
but
sir.
You're called to do that.
And I think if we do this right, there's no higher calling. It's almost like military service, but it has to be done right. And it's been done wrong enough that a lot of us get a bad name. But at the end of the day, we're happy to go serve if the people want to send us. Y'all keep us in your prayers. Those who listen and believe in prayer, we sure would appreciate it.
Well, I know you got Sherry working with you, and she's a fireball. I've really enjoyed talking to her this last few weeks.
Yes, sir. She's a go-getter, full of energy. I don't know where she finds it, but I'm glad she does. And Heather's, of course, a public relations major. And so we've got a good team, grassroots people, media people. So far, so good. We're just going to keep on keeping on. And we're excited. Well, we're about 6 weeks out, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's in the short rows.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it, and regards to Heather as well.
Thank you. Anything I need to help you, y'all let me know.
Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. And thank y'all for listening. I'll be back tomorrow. Jack, you'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
TV's not on.
That's Thursday.
So we'll be back bright and early, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Dan Moore's show is next. Dan's already getting
ready. Oh, he's here. He's all fidgety, I can tell.
Fidgety?
He hadn't said a word. He's very unobtrusive.
Well, it means, you know, I've worked with Dan for so long now, I can kind of tell his moods just looking at him. He's in a good mood today. Dan Moore's show is next. Thanks for listening. Be back in mere moments.